Hello and welcome to Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. I'm Lena Valverde, your host. Stay with me as I will bring you details of the latest developments in the fields of science and healthcare in Cuba and around the world. The United Nations has released $15 million from the Central Emergency Response Fund to help fund global efforts to contain the COVID-19 virus, particularly to help vulnerable countries battle the spread of the disease. The announcement came as the World Health Organization, WHO, upgraded the global risk of the coronavirus outbreak to very high, its top level of risk assessment. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom has said that there is still a chance of containing the virus if its chain of transmission is broken. The UN funding has been released to the WHO and the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. It will fund essential activities, including monitoring the spread of the virus, investigating cases, and the operation of national laboratories. The WHO has called for $675 million to fund the fight against coronavirus. There is a window of opportunity to contain the spread of the virus if countries take robust measures to detect cases early, isolate and care for patients, and trace contacts. Emergency Relief Coordinator and Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs of the WHO, Mark Lukoc, said, "We do not yet see evidence that the virus is spreading freely. As long as that's the case, we still have a chance of containing it." The grant from the UN's Emergency Fund will help countries with fragile health systems boost their detection and response operations. It has the potential to save the lives of millions of vulnerable people, the WHO said. The focus is on containing COVID-19 by strengthening surveillance, conducting thorough outbreak investigations to identify contacts, and applying appropriate measures to prevent further spread. Tedros Adhanom, WHO Director General, said that the potential spread of the virus to countries with weaker health systems is one of the organization's biggest concerns. In that sense, he stressed that the release funds will help support these countries get ready for detecting and isolating cases, protecting their health workers, and treating patients with dignity and appropriate care. UNICEF is leading on preventive actions in communities across the affected countries with risk communication, providing hygiene and medical kits to schools and health clinics, and monitoring the impact of the outbreak to support continuity of care, education, and social services. The WHO chief said Sunday that global markets should calm down and try to see the reality. He stressed, "We need to continue to be rational. Irrationality doesn't help. We need to deal with the facts. Based on the facts on the ground, containment is still possible."
If you move into pandemic, you're saying containment will not be possible. So it's like a decision to live with the virus, and we will say, okay, let's do only mitigation, so we live with the virus. But that is going to be a mistake. We are not there yet. So the best approach we have is based on country-level risk assessments, global assessments, to do the containment while preparing for any eventualities, for a potential pandemic. We do everything. So it's a comprehensive approach. Or Tony Fauci, my good friend, who is a U.S. Epidemiologist, incredible capacity, calls it blended approach. That's how we can get better, by investing in a comprehensive approach. And no panic, no fear. We need to focus. Of course, concerns and worries are there. There should be. But we should be calmed down and work. And stigma also should be avoided, which we are seeing and which is dangerous. This virus is everybody's enemy. Everybody's enemy. And as human beings, we should stand in unison. Discriminating and stigma is the worst. It's more dangerous than the virus itself. Global markets should calm down and try to see the reality, facts, figures, and, you know, decide based on that. Rational. We need to continue to be rational.
That was Tedros Adhanom, Director General of the World Health Organization, on the current coronavirus outbreak. You're listening to a new edition of the Medical and Scientific Review, a program heard every other week here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Meanwhile, more reports of the coronavirus have emerged in the Caribbean, with St. Martin and St. Barts joining the Dominican Republic in recording cases. The situation has prompted Dr. Carissa Etienne, director of the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, to express concern about the region's capacity to deal with an outbreak of the virus. During a video conference on Sunday, Dr. Etienne, reporting to the 8th Special Emergency Meeting of Caribbean Community CARICOM Heads of Government and Ministers of Health in Barbados, acknowledged that some countries may have a problem dealing with the virus because of weak health systems. Dr. Etienne said work in the region is focused on strengthening member states' capacity to detect, to contain, and to manage cases. We believe that there is some capacity in the region, but there is work that is necessary to ensure maximum capacity in the Caribbean region, she stressed. The video conference with the PAHO director followed a special meeting hosted by Mia Mottley, Prime Minister of Barbados and Chairman of CARICOM, to discuss ways of protecting the region from the coronavirus. Here in Cuba, as part of surveillance and control actions, health authorities have launched a mobile application on COVID-19. Developed by the Cuban Health Network's digital portal, InfoMed, the new application for mobile devices offers updated and reliable information about the new coronavirus. It offers the necessary information on the family of coronaviruses, the infections they cause, and the latest developments on this pathogen, including the number of confirmed cases, associated death, and affected countries. According to the website, the application facilitates direct access to information originating from Cuba's Ministry of Public Health, including strategies and indications, policy documents, and specialized information resources. The application also provides users with publications from the World Health Organization, the Pan American Health Organization, and national and international media on the subject. The initiative is part of the strategy adopted by Cuba for the surveillance and control of the disease and response to the WHO's call to provide personalized and reliable information on the outbreak, which originated in the Chinese city of Wuhan last December. On the current outbreak, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom has stressed that we are in a fight that can be won if we do the right thing. All countries must be prepared to detect cases early, isolate patients, track contacts, provide quality clinical care, prevent hospital outbreaks, and prevent community transmission. And that's all for today. Join us again every other week for Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. Until next time.